We are all gathered here today to celebrate this Palm Sunday. The king enters his city not with the clash of steel and the roar of conquering army, but with the gentle sway of palm branches and the chorus of voices crying, Hosanna. We to hold these palms, symbols of victory and acclaim, but let us not forget these same hands, these same voices will soon witness a far different scene. This king, our king, will walk a path of thorns, not roses, a path of sacrifice, not celebration. Today we stand at the crossroads where triumph meets tragedy, where the way of the world clashes with the way of Christ. Today we begin Holy Week and we ask ourselves, are we truly ready to follow him, not just in the parade, but on the rugged path ahead? Jesus' entry into Jerusalem is an act of profound love. He knows that what awaits him. He knows the pain, the betrayal, the agony. Yet he presses forward, driven by an unwavering love for humanity. This love is not sentimental. It is a love that embraces sacrifice, a love that lays down its life for its friends. We are called to follow this path of love, not a love that seeks its own comfort, but a love that seeks the good of others, even at great cost. How can we show this sacrificial love in our families, in our communities, in our workplaces? Perhaps it is in forgiving a grudge, visiting a sick friend, or volunteering our time to those in need. The palms we wave today are a reminder of the sacrifice Jesus is about to make. He will be stripped of his dignity, mocked, scourged, and crucified. This is the cost of discipleship. Following Christ is not always easy. It demands sacrifice, a willingness to give up our own desires for the sake of his kingdom. We live in a world that values comfort and self-preservation. But Jesus calls us to a different way, a way of self-denial and selfless service. So consider what sacrifices we can make during this Holy Week, perhaps fasting from social media, spending more time in prayer, or giving up your favorite indulgence. These small acts can help us to enter more deeply into the spirit of Christ's sacrifice. The ultimate goal of Jesus' journey is our salvation. His suffering and death are the price for our redemption. Through his sacrifice, we are offered the gift of eternal life. This salvation is not just a future promise, it is a present reality, a transformation of our hearts and lives. So let's take time this week to reflect on the gift of salvation, read the Passion Narrative, attend the Holy Week liturgies, and spend time in prayerful contemplation. Let the reality of Christ's sacrifice sink deep into our soul. The journey of faith is not always smooth. We will face trials, adversity, and suffering. But in these moments, we are not alone. Christ, who suffered for us, walks beside us. He understands our pain, and he shares our burdens, and he offers us his strength. So when we are suffering, let us turn to the cross. Let us remember that Christ endured the greatest suffering and that he is with us in our own. Let us support each other as brothers and sisters in Christ during times of trouble. Lastly, following Christ is not passive endeavor. It demands commitment, courage, and perseverance. There will be times when we are called to stand against the tide of popular opinion, to defend the truth and to live according to our faith, even when it is difficult. So we are called to be people of faith and action. Let us be bold in our witness to Christ, and let us be willing to pay the price of discipleship.